Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
Oh, come on, man. You gonna turn me off. What's up? We've been off base. I go left, he go right. But we know what time it is. And we decided, you know what I'm saying? Open production meeting. Let's go ahead and put the intro back in for all our guys and all our listeners and women, children's, who just getting in the car.
Right.
Who need that smoke. Who need that energy from our intro. Who missed the intro. We gave it to you for the power. Ooh.
Mm, don't
gave
say it.
It. Who, ask me the question again, man. It's coming out. I can't hold it in.
That's disgusting. It's hour number three. It's Barton Hall. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Yeah.
Indeed it is. 800-919-3776 is the number. Bart, baseball opening day this week. I mean, they're wrapping up down in Tampa right now. The Yankees have their one of their last games, all right? They have a last game. But we get going.
Oh, damn.
This week.
Get DJ LeMayo out of there before he takes one to the kneecap.
Stop it. Stop it. And I want to know, am I the only Yankees fan that feels this way? Because you can come after me. You could tell me that I got a problem. And I might have a problem. I think I have a problem, but I'm not going to run from it. I'm not going to hide from it, and I'm not going to deny it. My problem is that I cannot enjoy a regular season. I was telling myself with all these things, Rodon gets hurt. Severino gets hurt. We knew Montas was going to be hurt. Guy's always hurt.
Did we throw Hicks in there?
Canley's hurt.
Did we throw Hicks in there?
Trevino's hurt. Like, all these, you're starting pitching, all banged up to start the season, and it's frustrating. But there was a glimmer of hope. There was one thing. When I was telling myself, you know what? I'm not going to even watch. I'm not going to watch until we get to August and September because that's all that matters. And let's be honest, nothing that happens between now and late September is going to matter because it really is now. For this team, we've reached that point. Wake me up when September ends. Green Day. That's where I'm at as a Yankees fan. And I hate it because I want to be able to enjoy the season. But then something happened yesterday. Something happened this morning. And then all of a sudden, I have hope again. I have reason to want to invest my time into watching the Yankees, not just all the way in September, but in late March, in April, and beyond. And that's because Anthony Volpe is going to start the season with the team. He made the roster.
Difficult conversation to have because you came in and played your ass off, okay? You know, we talked about at the start of this being a competition, and you killed it. But at the end of the day, you got 20-something games at AAA. There's always room for development. But at the end, I think that development should happen in the big leagues. Welcome to New York. Congratulations, brother. You earned it.
Was that for Yankee school or something like that? Like, that had to be for something.
They had the conversation at the desk when Aaron Boone let Volpe know. And he kind of like, you see how he let him on? Like, you know, you can develop it. And so the kid wasn't sure what was coming. But he had a great spring training. Not good. He was great. He did everything he was supposed to do to win the job. Everything. Not only did he get it done with the bat, he showed power. He showed speed on the base paths. He showed a poise about it. He showed in the field he could handle it as well. The starting shortstop of the Yankees is not a position that you take lightly.
It's the captain's seat.
And for him, a kid who was at Jeter's last All-Star game in Minnesota, got to get a baseball autograph by Jeter, who was his idol, now takes the spot and is the youngest starting player, shortstop, since Jeter at 21 years old. Like, it is what a phenomenal moment it is, and it is something that I'm looking forward to. Just, it gives me a reason just to watch this kid and see if that it factor that we saw him have here through spring training, not just on the field, but even off it, even talking to media, being interviewed, carrying himself, what his teammates have said about him, what the vets have said about him, Rizzo, Judge, others. Like, to me, that's what I love about this, is that it gives me that feeling that I had all those years ago when you heard about these prospects coming up and these special players that you want to watch. That's what makes watching these games fun. But, and I'm looking forward to it. And I didn't think I'd be able to look forward to Yankee baseball early in the season because I'm so – like, Bart, it's painful, but it's true.
Yeah.
I am at that point where don't tell me about 50 wins by July and all that crap. I don't want to hear about it. Been there, done that. We got to get to the fall, and that's where you've got to show me something. I cannot get into it until then, but this changes it for me.
Yeah.
This makes me now want to watch and get into it, and I love it.
And because you know that this team has the bat support and pitching, and the regular season has never really been a problem for the Yankees underneath Aaron Boone, but now this gives you something to watch and pay attention to because the maturation period. It's not all going to be pretty. Remember, it wasn't pretty when Jeter came up, right? It's growing pains. But now they can withstand and live through some of his growing pains, and you know by the time it gets to winning time, he'll be a seasoned grizzled veteran because he'll be 150 games in, and he'll be in by the time he gets to the postseason, he'll be ready to perform. And also, I love when you have like these young guys because there's such a spark, right? They're just a bolt of energy, right? And you can maybe see that the Yankees being able to do some of the things that they don't really do a lot of, using his youth and athleticism to steal bases, you know, play small ball, you know, be able to do some things that maybe some of the older guys, you know, can't.
Well,
Kiner
full effort. He just doesn't hit for power. Wasn't a big hit. He didn't bring a lot of offense to the position.
But that's collateral.
He was good
damage,
defensively,
right?
But it just didn't work out. So you just knew that on opening day, if they would have said, you know, we're going to put him down in AAA, you save his service time, you know, all the typical crap that goes on in the past. If they had done that, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was going to start at shortstop this, fans would be like, what the hell are we doing?
And you know what it came down to? Like, Cashman was sitting there with Boone, and he was like, damn, WWTMD. WWTMD.
WWTMD.
What would the Mets do?
No, that's no.
Yo,
that's
that, yo, no. That is exactly what the Mets did with Pete Alonso. Yes, they could have sent him down. They said, you know what, he's too damn good to put down.
You're really going to try to turn this into something that the Mets. This is a Yankee conversation about a prospect we've been hearing about.
Uh-huh. What about the other ones we've been hearing about that we haven't seen?
Unfortunately, not all of them.
Did Flores make it? How the hell is Flores not playing over Hicks?
Like, were they paying a lot of money to Hicks?
I mean, but come on, man. Who's the guy that they told y'all guys have from Boston that y'all told, like, listen, just go. You'll get your check.
Oh, you mean Jacoby Ellsbury?
Yeah, just go.
Mm-hmm.
Just please. Just,
it
just
got to a point where we've seen enough. You're just going to fake another injury.
Are we not there with Hicks?
No, because I think he really wants to play.
I think he just
wants
to golf.
He really wants to play.
More than he wants to golf?
I don't know. I don't know that personally.
It's like this dude, him and Severino are the two most frustrating Yankees of recent times.
Again, Cabrera out there, I'm excited about him because another young player plays with great enthusiasm, has that great presence about him. Peraza didn't have a great spring training. That's kind of disappointing. Didn't hit the ball well. And so, you know, what's his status? But I love Cabrera. I love his versatility and his enthusiasm. And then you have this kid. And it's just these are things you need as a fan. I personally feel this way. Again, am I the only one? I personally feel like this gives me more purpose and reason to watch early in a season where we all know that the first 80 games, to me, as a fan, they're not meaningless because you're watching because you like to watch.
Yeah, but you expect the Yankees to always win.
Yes, and I just feel like I don't care because we all know what happens. We get late in the year, and then it's can you beat the Astros? Who, oh, by the way, are the favorite to win it again. Seriously. Favorite to win it again.
I mean, for the Yankees.
Which is insane.
For the Yankees, the only reason, like, you know, I mean, I understand, listen, there are fans that really watch every single game.
Right, but those are diehard fans.
And we'll be in here.
I used to do that. I don't do that anymore because I can't.
We'll be in here complaining about a two-game losing streak. It's like,
nope.
Bro. It's,
Bart, I'm not doing it. Hand on the Bible right now. I don't care what happens. I don't care if they lose 10 in a row. I will not react to any of it because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We all have seen it. They were on fire last year in the first half of the season, hitting bombs.
We were talking about them. We were talking about them breaking Seattle's record.
Yes. And what happened at the end? Just like I said in the middle of the season, I'm like, I can't get into this because I know what's coming, and it'll be riddled with anxiety when we get to September, because you just know that all this won't matter if they don't win in October.
Well, tell me this. We know what collision.
And I hate that now, but that's where we are as Yankees fans. This is where we are. It's the reality. You can't enjoy the season.
Yes.
I can't.
It's a victim of your own success because it's so many other
teams. Or failure.
Yeah, so many other teams.
It's the victim of your own expectations.
Yes, because so many other fans would love to be able to experience what you experience during the regular season and even during the postseason. But you guys are so spoiled, so arrogant that—
No, don't say arrogant. It's not arrogance.
Okay, entitled.
Why is it arrogant?
Entitled.
Entitled?
Yes, because you believe that, you know, 10 years, like you're ready to fire somebody because you haven't won a championship in, what, 12 years now?
Well, they haven't fired anybody.
Yeah, but you guys want to
keep firing like assistant pitching coach, stuff like that.
But you guys want to fire Cashman every 2 weeks.
Well,
not understanding that
it's a results driven business, is it not?
Well, in the last 4 years since Boone has been here, how many teams have won more games than the Yankees?
Well, they win a lot of games. They win a lot of games during the regular season. But in the end, does that – like, what matters?
It is hard.
Winning a championship matters.
I guess what I really want to see if
– getting to a World Series would be nice.
What I really want to know is, well, how, when it all hits the fan, knowing that they're worth $7
billion. 7.1.
Will this year, will he pay what he has to pay to stack the deck? Last year, Castillo was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed somebody of that caliber. Will Howe spend the money?
Well, they wouldn't. See, again, this
and
goes
he
back
give up
to
the
that.
Assets. Okay, we'll
they
give
wouldn't
up
give up Volpe in that deal for Castillo.
So,
and now you have him. So I wanted to say, okay,
or
you wouldn't
wait.
Give him up. Let's see what this kid's got. And then you watch in spring training, like, okay, there's something here. But now let's see it.
But can you?
No.
Castillo is still the better player. And he's young, too. That still was the move. So what I'm saying is, like, that's the move. Pitching is what people worry about with the Yankees.
Yes.
Because it comes
down
to
starters are going to be on the injured list
right.
to start the damn season. Three.
So Volpe, as great as he looked, the better player for the team this year and last year is still Castillo. It's still the move. Will you pull the trigger? Will you go into the vault? Instead of who did they get instead of Castillo?
Montas.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a guy that's just never available.
My point. So this year, are you going to learn from your mistakes if you're the Yankees? Because we've seen all these other acts before. Boone has never not won 100 games or more since he's been here. It's ridiculous. But if you're not going to close the show, who cares? You talk about F them picks, F them prospects.
Well, that's your future.
We need a chip.
But that's your future. That's all they all talk about.
Castillo was old enough to be the future, too. He could have been the future. Sometimes it hurts a little bit, Alan. Y'all don't want to hurt none. Y'all want to keep, like, Cashman.
You're looking at me like Cashman, I wasn't ready to go all in on anything.
Cashman is the king of saying of boasting up their prospects and giving nothing. You should have fooled somebody to take Florial then. Like.
Well, what about Glaber? They got to figure out.
My point.
I mean, that's another failure.
Will the Yankees pull the trigger to stack the deck? Because we know Houston will. We know San Diego. They had the best farm system out of everybody. They don't care. They will get rid of those dudes.
To get stars.
That's what farm systems are for.
Yeah, but.
They're chips.
San Diego didn't win a World Series either.
I don't care.
But I get it.
Didn't they go farther than the Yankees? No, they didn't.
Okay. But how?
I'm just saying, man.
I need help, though. Because I'm honestly, like, I'm a Jets fan who will watch week one to the end, no matter what the prospects are on the season.
It's because it's 17 games.
I'm in. I don't say to myself, hey, I'm not going to watch. Like, I'm in. Obviously, the Knicks, I don't have a choice. I work, you know, on the broadcast.
You're contractually obligated.
So I have to watch even when they're not going to be good. but I'm invested mainly because of work. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if in the last couple of seasons I would have been invested watching the Knicks from start to finish. I can't tell you I would have. That's a long-ass season. I could have gotten other things done. I probably would have dove deeper into hockey. You probably would have lost me in the last couple of years. The Islanders were so good. I might have dove all the way in watching Islanders over Knicks. But you know what? I have to watch them. And when Knicks fans parachute in, I always look at them like, so you're not really a diehard fan. But here I am contradicting myself. Here I am now being exactly the type of fan that I tend to like look down upon. I'm the guy that doesn't want to watch the Yankees early in the season. Now, Volpe gives me a reason to watch. Because, all right, let me see what this kid can do in live action. This is kind of cool. Because I lived through the Jeter in 1996, starting as the ninth hitter, and by the end of the year, two-hole for the rest of his life. Leadoff at times, I believe. Like, he became like a, you know, rookie of the year. He was great. And a big reason why they went on the run they went on. So let's see if Anthony Volpe does the same thing and gives me the same vibes. That's what I want to see. But is there something wrong with me that I can't get invested in watching the Yankees on a regular basis because I know that no matter how good it looks in May and June and last year, May and June, oh my God. I look at that and tell myself, yeah, but you know what? When we get to October, none of this is going to be real. And I'm going to be frustrated. And none of this matters until we get there. What's wrong with me, Bart? That's where I am mentally with this team. That's where I am.
Because the baby bombers are now senior citizens, and a lot of them aren't even here anymore. And we were sold on the baby bombers. We gave them a pass because they were young.
2017.
Yes.
Game 7, ALCS, and I felt like house money. They're going to learn from this, and you'll see they'll bounce back. And in 2018, it didn't happen.
Yeah, so, I mean.
And it was frustrating. Like, honestly, I felt in 2017 that this is just the beginning. I was excited.
Yeah.
And it never took hold.
And those guys, just those, prospects never got to where they
The only one that did was Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
The only one that did was Aaron Judge.
Do we speak about Greg Bird anymore?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Severino got hurt, but he looked like he was trending. But there wasn't enough that took hold. Nobody took root. Nobody took root. And I get, and so year after year, you get caught up in the hype of a regular season. And then you realize that we're going to get to the end of this thing and all the investment I put in this, I'm going to be driving myself crazy trying to get three more outs against the Houston Astros. And then I got to see Altuve giggling.
Well, you got
clutching his chest because he's hiding the buzzer.
Let's see what's up with him, man. But
you know what I'm saying. That's the frustrating part for me, is I want to dive in and watch this.
Yeah. Yankee fans, are you watching? Listen, there's got to be some people out there that feel the same way that you feel.
3776.
But it's got to be some that don't, that say, listen, you ride it out. Listen, you still, in your worst, you still can go in and have the belief that you have an opportunity to win a pennant. And a lot of teams can't say that.
Let's take Don and
spoiled
Patterson.
Spoiled brat.
Don, what is wrong with me? Bart said I'm entitled and spoiled.
Yeah, I know, man. Listen, I wanted to ask you, in recent time, what buzzer beater did you think was more impressive, Kawhi versus Toronto or Altuve versus the Yankees?
Yeah.
Altuve
either.
Said don't count no more because he won one. See, I beat real champion. Yeah, they won exactly. Last year. They say, won no buzzer last year.
I don't know.
But listen, Alan, I'm a plumber. I work long hours. And one of my favorite things to do is come home, crack open a beer, and watch a Yankee game. I mean, I watch every game. If it's somehow, you know, out with the family or something, I might miss a game. But during the week, it's a pleasure. I really enjoy it because I know my team has a chance to win every game, you know. So,
I completely understand. But for me, I don't know. I guess I've just gotten so old that I'm like, what is this going to lead to? because if I'm giving you my time, I need to feel like it's going to turn into something. And I, like I said, Volpe gives me that kind of hope. I get a little bit of renewed hope. But when I see the pitchers that are on the starting the season on the IL, it's like, man, here we go. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
It's, like, I can't help but get over it. And I hate that I'm like this year. I hate that I feel like this year. Because they're talking about redemption tour, yeah, unfinished business. Like, that's all the stuff they're talking about in that clubhouse right now. And I'm like going, man, stop. So something wrong with me.
Hey, Don, let me ask you this. See, you're coming home from a hard day work, so you're kicking your feet up. So you're looking for something to watch. Now, tell me on your off day, and you haven't had a long day at working, do you decide to also watch the Yankees then, or are you like, I feel so good, I feel like going out?
Oh, without a doubt. If I'm home grilling or something for the kids or whatever, I got the game on. Always.
No, not home. Not home. The option not to be home, Don. That's a difference. And also, I always wanted this from plumbers, maybe because I watch too much Pornhub.
Excuse me?
Watch too much Pornhub.
Oh.
You're a plumber, right? Have you ever been seduced when you even sit up there laying the pipe?
I've been flirted with a bunch of times. You know, I could tell when it's flirting, and I could tell when someone's just being nice. You know, if they put their hand on you or whatever, it's like, oh, okay, well.
That's a really big wrench.
But it's never like some drop dead gorgeous girl. It's usually, you know.
It's never that situation.
See, Colt,
yeah, like Joe Girardi says, it's not what you want. You know?
So it's like QVC. All you got to do is say QVC. Somebody that's on a home shopping network that's sitting there in a big blouse gown or something looking like Big Bad Mama from wrestling.
It's usually something like that. Yeah,
you're from your waist in under the vanity. And you're like, you're just trying to get the job done, and then you just turn to look, and then she's asking way too many questions, and then you turn and you realize, well, like,
then you come from underneath the sink, and she's standing over you.
Yeah, this is unwanted contact right now.
Yeah, Pornhub gives an unrealistic amount of time when a plumber shows up to your house.
Okay,
that's for sure.
It usually goes down in the first 5 minutes. Okay, all right, appreciate it, Doug. I just always wanted to know that.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if any plumbers have stories like that. Does it ever happen?
8-7 No.
Has it ever happened to you?
I'm laying the pipe, and I end up laying the pipe.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Embiid versus Jokic this late in the season.
No bueno. I'm sorry to tell you, while you're rare on the air, Joel Embiid out for the night.
Oh, no. Did that come out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's source-based.
I just watched on the TV screen. Oh, breaking news on ESPN.
It just came up minutes ago.
Boogs bomb.
sore right calf, and they decide to sit him in this game.
He's the MVP regardless, so that
Come
race
on,
is over.
Man.
That race
Come
is
on,
over.
Man.
That race is over.
Come on. Not that it would have been like, oh, the winner of this game is just, I get it, but that sucks. Yeah. That sucks.
But now we get to see James Harden cook.
Yeah, I guess.
Because now he has to be more aggressive.
But then tonight you also get the Knicks and the Rockets at the Garden. And it's while it's not like a great matchup, and the Rockets are one of those teams that's playing for Wembanyama at this point. They are a young team that can take teams out. We just saw the Knicks lose to the Magic. So there's a lot going on there. But there's also something else happening. And that is with Julius Randle and his teammates. Because on Thursday night's loss, during that, at late in the half, Randle got a tech at halftime for arguing a non-call. And some of his teammates came over to try to get him away. And one of them was Emmanuel Quickley. I remember it was only a week before that we were in L.A. and the Knicks were playing the Clippers, and Randle got a tech at the end of the third quarter. And as teammates and coaching staff tried to console him or tried to just calm him down, he started pushing and shoving and, you know, his own damn teammates and coaches and staffers even. So this is like, all right, behavior now we're seeing twice in a week's time, and it's not really acceptable for a guy who's a leader, especially this late in the season. Randle didn't talk after the game Thursday. The Knicks practiced over the weekend. He didn't talk. So he was made available this morning at the shoot-around. And when asked about the incident in Orlando and whether he and Quickley have talked about it and put it aside, this was the answer that Julius Randle gave.
I mean, what happens within our team is, you know, what happens within our team. So I'm not going to speak on specifics of how we handle things. But at the end of the day, we're a team. We're good. And we just focus on winning.
So he said, we're good, just focusing on winning, and what happens within the team stays within the team. I don't know if I think that's an acceptable answer for something that was, as you said earlier in the show, a very public thing. So what you did was public, and now you want to keep how it's handled private. I don't think that's the best answer. I think your answer should have had a little bit more of an apology to it, but he chose to go this route. As if that's going to squash it. But now all it does is it makes me pay more attention to the court tonight and your behavior and your body language between you and your teammates more than ever. Stuff that I shouldn't have to pay attention to, that you wouldn't want me paying attention to. Because I don't get the sense that it is settled. And that's the part that I think I worry about now with this team, is how much damage has this done in the locker room. He won't talk about it. You know, RJ Barrett talked about it yesterday after practice, saying that, you know, they're all just trying to win. Like, again, RJ saying the right things, but not necessarily anything that convinces me that this is over. And Quickley afterwards just said, everybody's trying to win. I'll leave it at that. So I don't know, Bart, like with a team that only just a week ago,
the whole family,
12 out of 15 wins, and were playing out of their minds, and were just this, you really got into this team. They're so competitive, really felt connected. You go from that to this, and boy, tonight, all of a sudden, against a Rockets team that you should beat them. I just feel like a little extra anxiety on this game tonight, a little extra.
Yeah, I'm sure Denver thought they were supposed to beat Charlotte too.
Yeah, after losing to him the first time, you play him again a second time, yeah, and they're mad about the loss.
Yeah, how did that work out?
They lost again.
He hurt Kyrie. Oh, well, these teams got nothing to play for. They're playing like it's the championship they're celebrating.
So what does that mean? You shouldn't beat them?
It should be just as important to you because you're trying to get to the postseason as it is to them to be able to stop you from going. So something has to give. Either you get to make them disappointed by them not stopping you from going where you want to go, or you let them get the jubilation of stopping you ready to go. You're supposed to have the same desperation that they have, the same motivation that they have to stop you from going. Like, if I can't have nice things, you can't too. It's the same way you're supposed to say, man, right, y'all take y'all ass home.
Ruining my party?
And I ain't going with you.
Yeah, ruining my party? No, we're taking it up a notch. But especially for them, they're on the outside looking in right now. Like, yeah. Dallas is in trouble.
Yeah.
800-919-3776. Baritone in Queens. Baritone, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I'm hoping Dallas don't make the playoffs so we get that number one draft pick and probably package that for Jaylen Brown.
I mean, you have their pick. The problem is if they drop two, you got to be careful now because they're sitting right now at 11th in the East. So you've got to be careful that they don't, because that pick is protected, I think, till top 10. So you have to be careful. Like, they can't drop too far.
Baritone.
And then you don't get that pick anymore. Right now, that pick is sitting at 10. You wouldn't get it.
Baritone speak.
Yeah. You know, you got to make sure they're not 10 or worse. And right now, at four straight losses, they're sitting in the 10 spot, which means you don't get this pick.
Forget all that, Baritone. Speaking of your...
Forget all that. That's
deal. No, what I'm saying is, Baritone, speaking of your two-guard, did you see him yesterday with the 41 points without Jason Tatum? Did you see all the things that he brings to the table?
Jaylen
did
Brown.
You see the tenacity?
Man, he played the Spurs already. Like, come on.
Did you see the dunk? Did you see the handles? Did you see the three-point display? Listen, I don't care whether you get Dallas's pick this week or not. You got enough to get him. The thing is how do you get him and where you get him? Because, man, he would be the perfect. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You talk about box office. First the Jets get Rodgers, then the Knicks get Jaylen Brown? Come on, son. Tides are turning. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass every other day, and a broke clock is right twice a day, and a blind squirrel get a nut.
All right, Tony, I can't save him right now. I can't save him.
Man, listen. Wendy told us. He don't know who going to shake loose. But, man, Jaylen Brown shake loose, man. They can't make him happy.
Scott's in Manhattan.
They don't like black people in Boston.
How are we feeling about this?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I kind of, like, agree with you that he should have said more, Han. But, you know, but I understand sometimes it's good to keep things in-house. But you know what? After seeing all his antics, and I'm ride or die Randall. I've been with him. But at this point, man, you know, I think, listen, man, if he's on the chopping block and we can get something for him, we have to. Because, I think he's just losing a little bit. And I was really disappointed what he did to Quickly the other night as far as being a leader. So at this point, whatever happens, happens. Like I said, I'm grateful what he's been doing, but, you know, he's a little
But it's
out
hard
of
for you
right
to be
now.
Yeah, see Scott and Bart. Scott, thanks for the call. See, Scott is, I think, what a lot of fans feel. Is, man, he's played so well this year. But they're almost like apathetic towards, you know, he can stay or he can go. I don't really care.
Because they love Quickly, man. Quickly is like one of these like off-the-bench guys.
It's just the way you treat your teammates.
Right, and especially Quickly because he's one of the good guys. He's one of the good young kids,
true,
man.
True.
He comes, he plays with a joy. He always got a smile on his face. He busts his ass. You need him in the starting lineup, and he's the future. He's the guy that you got to pay. Like, it's one of those things, man. For me, I mean –
But you see what I mean? Like, as a player, this
last
is
year,
2 years you're an all-star. You've had great performances. But look at how you are received here.
Yes.
Because of things that you do that have nothing to do with basketball, people are just about you like, yeah, whatever. I can take them or leave them,
and
man.
It's because last year.
Yeah.
Right? So now he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Right? See, before, if this would have been the second year and he did this, people would have gave him the benefit of the doubt. Speaking of future Knicks. Did you see Naj Reid yesterday?
No. You're getting a little crazy with future Nick Naj Reid.
Yo, he's a free agent. What the hell you mean?
I'm just saying.
He's a free agent.
I understand, but there's other places to spend the money.
And guess what, man? Naj, come on, man. Naj Reid led.
Minnesota's going to try to trade Cat. You watch.
He led the Timberwolves in scoring yesterday.
They're not. I think that they're going to try to move Cat this summer, which will open the door to let him start.
I'm still going to. So? I'm still. If I'm
because he and Gobert, that makes sense.
I say, you want to start there? You want to start with me, Nas? The name is Nas.
I know. He should be in New York. Just with
should
that name.
Should be in New York.
Although it's N-A-Z, but still.
Doesn't
New York,
matter.
We're here.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You can tell me that I'm wrong for this. You can say I'm not even a real fan. I'll tell you you're wrong because I go back to the 70s, man. I lived and died with this team. I spent the whole summer with this team. And I'm telling you,
world's smallest violin.
Last year, you're at 50 wins. We're not even at Father's Day. And I'm like, what did I say? I told you, Bart.
You're so entitled.
What did I tell you? It's not going to matter. Because we're at that point now where it's been too long since they've gotten to a World Series. And the only thing that's going to matter is at the end of September.
Alan, have you finally...
And Volpe is the only reason why I at least have that... I have enthusiasm about the start of the season. But I'm going to quickly lose it. Because you're going to get the same thing. If they play well, it'll be like, oh, here they go. They're going to be a great team. It's like, I know they're going to be a good team.
But are they a good enough team to beat the Astros?
That's what I'm saying.
Watch out for Toronto, too, man.
Yeah, you're right. They're a pain in the ass, that team.
That's what I'm saying.
And they like to act up, too, by the
way.
They love to celebrate and act up. Yeah, I know. I thought last year was going to be a year they were going to step in, but they didn't really this year. But
this may be the year.
Tell me there's something wrong with me. Like for instance, like I'm getting tweets here about like one guy said he rolls his eyes in disgust because, you know, I watch every game. I appreciate that they win 95 games a year.
Alan.
And it's like, I know you do, and I do too, but aren't we at a point now where you're like, man.
What else?
It's a long time to be so invested just to go to the postseason and realize, yep, don't have enough pitching. Yep, that home run or nothing crap ain't working again. Like, here we go again.
Alan, you have moved yourself into officially the get off my lawn guy.
I'm a bad fan.
You just, no, not that.
I'm a bad fan.
Listen, you can be optimistic or you can have, you know, pause, but you came with the... I've been a fan since 1970. Like,
no, I didn't say 1970. I wasn't born in 1970. I mean, my first year as a true Yankees fan was...
But you said the 70s or something.
Yeah, late 70s, like 70, 78, you know, Bucky
Reggie
Dent.
Reggie Jackson.
Bucky Dent. Reggie's three home runs was the year before. But Billy Martin eventually was in and out. But no, Bucky Dent, like that kind of really like solidified me as like a fan.
But you know, you have that like, don't become your dad. You just became the... Our callers, man. I've been a fan since 1968. That's your moment, son. See, now 60 is now 70.
Damn.
You've become that dude.
I can't help it. Because you know why? I've invested so much.
That was 45 years ago, man.
No, but that's different. Look,
No, I'm saying
there were right, better years for me as a Yankees fan.
Welcome.
It was my heyday as a fan of. And I had four straight Stanley Cups at one point as a kid.
Yeah.
That's the best I've ever had in my life.
You
should have
known that was going to be the best it was going
to
ever get.
But 96 to 2000, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was old enough to really understand it, and it was so much fun. And the Mets were part of the carnage. Even better. Yeah.
It's like me in the 90s with the Red Wings.
Yeah, exactly. So I had that. And then since 2009, it's been this, hey, okay, let's get this right. Hey, guys, this ain't us anymore. What's going on here? And then last year, like 2017 got me back in again. You know, every time I think I'm out, they bring me back in. 17 brought me back in again. But I got to be honest with you. Losing to the Rays and then losing to the Astros. Like, this gets to a point where last year, I was like, that's it. I'm done.
Before,
I'm not getting caught
see,
up
this
again.
See, this is the thing, though. You should know what you're getting yourself into. Or have you already...
I know.
Have you already understood and kind of come to peace with the fact that Aaron Judge will not have a season nearly as good as he had last year?
Yeah, I just want to see him
because,
be healthy.
Because you know what people say. He got the money. He didn't show up in the postseason.
I don't think he's going to do that. I want him to be healthy and just be productive.
Yeah.
Now, I got to do this real quick. New York Islanders 50th anniversary season continues. With celebrations and giveaways all season long at UBS Arena, ESPN New York wants to make you part of this historic season. You can enter to win two free tickets to see the Islanders face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning at home April 6th. Just download the ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, submit your entry. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Be sure to visit NewYorkIslanders.com for team news, tickets, and more, and catch every Islanders game live on the Islanders stream, heard only on the ESPN New York app. Can I shout out, speaking of Islanders, the PAL Junior Islanders... They are in the finals. We're going for the Dineen Cup, baby. You know that, Bart? I showed you some hits. I showed you some plays.
Yeah, your
big
son,
overtime dubs over the weekend.
Your son's a freaking bully.
I like it.
And I love it.
Luca Layton with a huge overtime goal. Saturday was wild. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Northwell Health Ice Center for a junior championship, man. What a way to finish your junior career, chance to win for, play for the championship. So fired up for those boys and fired up for baseball eventually. Bart, see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.